You can demon.
get a little closer.
I read about Indra's remorse or like
remorse, yeah. Yeah.
And he went to Mansarovar, and I was reading about it, and I remembers it, and
because he killed a Brahmin.
Yeah, yeah. And I was thinking and did some small research. Like I found the same, but not the same Mansarovar in the Bhagavatam, in the story of Kardama Muni, and also in Ambarish Maharaj Lila, but they write like Manasa Sarovara. And the question is there another Sarovara which has the name Manasa Sarovara, or is the same, maybe this is the same Manasa Sarovara? And also I heard this Manasa Sarovara also non different from Radharani as Radha.
Wait a minute, you're getting all overlapped here. You're talking about Bhagavatam and this money and that money and the Radharani and Vrindavan. I mean, where are we? I mean, the jet's got to take off from one airport and land somewhere. Yeah, we're going to London. We're also going to Cairo. And we're also going to Auckland. And we're also going to Germany. Wait a minute. So, what do you want to know? What's the first question? I understand everything you're talking about, but what?
This is the second I can repeat later.
So, the two different things. I'm not. There may be two different places. I'm not that expert on geography outside of Vrindavan, even in Vrindavan. But there is a place that is existing on our There is a place existing on the visible plane today that you can go and see. It's called Mansarovara. It's properly called Mansarovara, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's in Tibet. It's in North India. India borders on Tibet. At one time, that was part of Bharat Varsha. It's called Mansarovara. And it's a place of pilgrimage. You must have heard Mansarovara. It's in Tibet, is it right? It's not India. It's in a country called Tibet.
Yeah, it might be.
Since long. There is Shiva's abode is there. They say that Lord Shiva lives there invisibly. And Tibet on Mount Sarovar is a beautiful lake there. And it's said, I've read and I've heard, that in Mount Sarovar you can find Nilotpala. Nilotpala, as you're researching, means blue lotus flower. A very baby blue. There's different colors in lotus blue. There's dark blue and light blue. This is the one in Mansarovar, which was part of Bharat Varsh at one time. That is on the visible plane. Sometimes the Bhagavatam is describing planes of existence which are not tangible or perceivable with our external senses, our karma indriya, our eyes and rather Gyanendriya, our eyes and our ears. So the Mansarovar is of this tangible plane. You can go and bathe there. You can see there. The people walk there. They hike there. Or now, if they're rich, they take a helicopter. And there are many excursions there by different yoga groups and gurus, etc. Shaivites especially go on Mansarovara yatras. I know some friends in Delhi that have gone there. Now, when you speak, because when you speak of Bhagavatam, the first Mansarovara is that Lord Shiva, at one time he offended his guru, who is a Brahmin, Brihaspati. He's the guru of the demigods, Brihaspati. Indra offended him, and as a result, Bali conquered him. And Indra ran out of heaven, he gave up heaven, and Bali took it over. Why? Because he made Guru Aparad. And when you make Guru Aparad, or what to speak of Brahman and Guru together, then you lose everything. So it's very dangerous. So Indra is a clear example. So then he went to Mansarovar and he hid. He was hiding in Mansarovar inside a lotus stem of a lotus. He became small. Yogis can become very big Agasura was like a 10-foot tall man. Agasura is a yogi, tantric yogi of Kans. He was 10 or 12 feet tall. Men were very tall in this previous age of Dwapara. So when he came into Vrindavan, if he comes as 12 feet tall, then people say, well, who is this? Because Krishna was not so tall in Vrindavan. Kurukshetra, Krishna's very tall, his body. Here, no. So then he became python, snake, very long, aga. Aga means sin, agasura. And then he became very big, and then he swallowed up all the boys, and Krishna went inside. He swallowed Krishna, but then Krishna started expanding, and he started expanding. And Krishna started expanding, and he started expanding. Then pretty soon his eyes popped out, and he cracked in half, and Krishna walked out with all the coward boys. Aghari Sri Krishna ki jai. He's called Aghari. He killed the Aga. So this Indra became so small, he shrunk himself so small that he went inside a lotus stem in Mansarovara. Now when you're talking at the other part of the Bhagavatam, what was the other one you were saying?
I was asking about Mansarovara, which is situated in Vrindavan.
You're saying Manasa.
Yeah.
What were you saying about Manasa Sarovara?
Yeah, Manasa Sarovara, because in Bhagavatam they use this name of Manasa Sarovara.
Describing what? Indra.
Indra describing Ambarish Maharaj and describing Kardama Muni.
So everywhere they don't use the term Mansarovar?
Yes.
They only use Manasa.
Manasa.
I think I can't be exactly sure, because I thought it may be the same. Because, for example, in Vrindavan, in Govardhan, we have Manasi Ganga. Sometimes, because it was created from Krishna's mind, sometimes it's called Manasa Ganga, sometimes it's called Manasi Ganga. When Krishna called the Ganga to Vrindavan at Dangati, you know, Manasi Ganga. So many, many people, many books say it's Manasa and then Manasi. Just like we have here, we have Mansarovara. What's it called? Manasa Pavan Ghat, where Radharani bathes at Shamakant. Manasa Pavan. Sometimes it's called Man Pavan. Sometimes it's called Pavan Ghat. Different names. Interchangeable names. Same place. So I think, from my idea, I can't substantiate it, but I believe that when they're talking about Manasa Ganga, and Indra going there to hide in remorse, he was in remorse of Vritrasura because he was afraid, because the last time he offended a Brahmin, you know, he lost everything. He offended his guru. And he, at that time, when he offended Bali, he went and hid in Manas or Mansarovara. Later, I believe, or maybe earlier, whichever came first, the other way around, but he offended... Vritrasura, because he's a Brahmin, Ketu, whatever. So then he again went and hid, because he was afraid of the reaction. But there wasn't any reaction. He came back to Indraloka. Now that's that. Now Mansarovara, now what's your question about Mansarovara?
Because I was thinking that Indra...
No, it's not here. It's definitely 100% not here. Because I was starting to say about the different planes, because the Bhagavatam is often talking about planes of reality, which you can't touch or see or feel with your eyes, or, you know, these are dimensions. Just like, can you see a Gandharva? You can't see. Can you touch? You can't touch. They're invisible. Bhutas, pretas, vetalas, bhuta, preta, vetala. Bhuta, Preta, Vetala, Pishachi. They are invisible tamasic beings on the subtle plane. And what is night for all men is a time of waking. So we sleep and they wake. When the sun goes down, they wake up. That's why it's so inauspicious. At sundown, we have Artik. At sunrise, they come back to their homes. We have Mangal Artik. So they don't stop on the way in anybody else's home. So from sunset to sunrise is the playground of the tamasic beings, known as ghosts. And from sunrise to sunset is the playground of the rajasic and sattvic beings, manush, humans, and devas. We are tama, rajagun. We are tama, raja, samsattva. And the devas are Raja, Raja, Sattva. And then the Bhutas and Pretas are Tama, Tama, Tama. Little Raja, not much, mostly Tama. So that Mansarovar is a place where Radharani entered Man, in particular Kalpas, and it's described in different Shastras. Sometimes she goes there, the Mansarovar, and she's in Man. Sometimes she's in some other place in Vrindavan. Because they describe Lord Shiva. Sometimes they say Lord Shiva went to Brahmakund, and there he became a gopi. And sometimes in other books it says Lord Shiva went to Mansarovar. The Embarkis tell the story that Shiva wanted to enter the Rasa dance. How Lord Shiva became Gopeshwar, became a gopi, got a gopi roop. Well, he did tapasya in Mansarovar, then he bathed there and got gopi roop. Or he did tapasya in Vrindavan on this side of Yamuna, and he bathed in Brahmakund. It's an arrangement of Brindadevi and Yogamaya and Krishna's Lila Shakti. You've been to Mansarovar in Vrindavan? Oh, it's a very nice place. You've been? It's a very nice place. I don't know nowadays, maybe things have developed quite a bit, but very nice.